Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Ka'Chava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor, crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to ka'chava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's ka'chava.com, code FITNESS.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Bracket Challenge. Join the annual 93.7 The Ticket Bracket Challenge today by searching 93.7 The Ticket Bracket Challenge 2026. It's free to enter, and if you finish at or near the top, when a champion is crowned in early April, you'll win prizes from us here in 93.7 The Ticket. Compete against our 93.7 The Ticket hosts and earn bragging rights in the annual 93.7 The Ticket Bracket Challenge. Steps to enter: 1. Go to ESPN's Bracket Challenge. 2. Search 93.7 The Ticket Bracket Challenge 2026. 3. Join and win. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Nebraska basketball is such a deep sigh. Such a deep sigh. Okay. I have a family member whose name shall remain nameless. All right. They better be in school, so they better not be listening to this. There's a hint. This individual picked Nebraska not only to be ousted in the first round of their individual bracket that they filled out. We do this as a large family every year. They named it Nebraska out in the first round is the name of their freaking bracket. Like, here, let's go to mine. The name of my bracket, what'd I even name it? Adam the Champ. Adam the Champ. So mine's something reasonable. Adam the Champ. You know, this individual is Nebraska out first round. So I'm not saying they're a child of mine. If they were, they'd be up for adoption. My mom was adopted. Adoption is awesome, but they might be up for it as well. But I'm not going to confirm or deny that it is a child of mine and or who it may or may not be. If you know me, you can text me with your guesses or suggestions, and I will confirm or deny if it is accurate. If you do not know me, text Jake and or at him on Twitter, anything you'd like. All right, let's talk about Nebraska basketball. 13.5 point favorite versus Richmond. So right out the gate, Jake, do you like the matchup for us or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a solid matchup for Nebraska. Obviously for, any of these 4-13 games, get any deeper 3-14. Nebraska was the top four, four seed, if you will. You're going to like the matchup. It's going to look good on paper. Of course, it's nothing when it goes out there and you play it on the court. But yeah, I mean, as far as what they bring to the table for Troy, it would obviously have to be their biggest win of the year to get it. And it would obviously have to be Nebraska's worst loss of the year for this to happen. We've got kind of a large sample size there. I mean, I like Thomas Dowd, first team all Sun Belt. It's a good program as far as 20 win season. They had the coach of the year there. The fact that they've got two guards that call themselves the Red Mambas kind of scares me because that sounds like an NCAA tournament story waiting to happen. But of course, Nebraska's got an NCAA tournament story of their own right waiting to happen. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a solid team. Any team you're playing, obviously a tournament team at this point. So I don't expect them to roll over, but I think the Huskers should be able to take care of business, get the first win in school history in the NCAA tournament.
So it would be our worst loss of the season or the biggest win in Nebraska basketball history if we get the win. Dare I say the biggest game of the season? Is this the biggest game in Nebraska basketball history? Like, seriously, not even joking.
Yeah, I think it is.
So that is, in my opinion, the biggest obstacle to Nebraska winning. Now, Troy's a good team, 22-11, the number one seed going into the Sun Belt tournament. They win the Sun Belt tournament. They got the five bye. Again, I asked people the other day, what do you call this? And someone sent me the answer. I can't remember. But they got five byes in the Sun Belt tournament. So they only had to win two games. And the teams they beat were like Georgia Southern. They were like the 8 and the 10 seed. So they're a good team, 22-11. All right, they've won their last four games of the year. They're not a pushover. They're not a gimme. This is the big dance. This is March Madness. Anything can happen. Nebraska is the better team. The thing about the NCAA tournament and why it is March Madness, it is the least effective way of finding a true national champion of any of the playoff systems that exist in the world. It also is arguably the most entertaining, which is why it's March Madness. My point is Nebraska is the better team. They're a 13.5 point favorite for a reason. the best team doesn't always win. It's about who can get hot in a one-game scenario. So I look at what travels. The number one defense in the Big Ten in conference play was Nebraska. That travels. The team that's forced more turnovers out of any team in the Big Ten in Big Ten conference regular season play was Nebraska. That travels. Their offense. Hey, we bring Rink to the top because he can shoot, he can dish. We set all sorts of screens. If they're grabbing Price around the screen, we're going to be in trouble. Hopefully they don't get away with that. But again, I don't want to hear anything about the refs. We got to get the job done or not. All our passers, cutters, everything to the hoop. You draw their five out, their low post defender, you draw them out from the hoop. It leaves the hoop a lot more exposed, which is what Fred Hoiberg's offense kind of revolves around. The other thing.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Is we have made more three-pointers than any other team in the Big Ten. I don't want to say we live and die with the three-point ball, but we kind of do. But what travels is defense. What travels is forcing turnovers. We don't even have to shoot great. If we just have an average shooting day and we don't make the situation bigger than it is, this the biggest basketball game in the history of Nebraska basketball. Don't make it bigger than it is. I'm serious. Just go out and play basketball. That is the biggest obstacle. If we just go out and play basketball, and Fred Hoiberg said, everyone knows the elephant in the room. Get the monkey off your back. You know, be done with zoo animals, and let's get a win against a good team, not a great team, a team we should beat. Okay? And let's move on to the next round. Was it Vanderbilt, McNeese, whoever wins that game, we're going to play that team. You look at Price Sanford averaging 18 points a game, Rick Mask with 6 rebounds a game, Hoiberg averaging over 4 assists a game, over 2 steals a game. All right. We just need to go out and do what we do. This is a game where if we're not the best first half team, I love being a great second half team. It means you make adjustments, especially at halftime and throughout the game. I love that. But if we can just start fast, like if we start out with a lead and just, it doesn't even have to be big. If we walk into halftime with just a 5-point lead, I'm going to feel great knowing that our strength is the second half and those early nerves, those early emotions, that early pressure that they're going to feel because they know everything that I've just said, and I'm not the only one saying it. Okay, but don't, it's just basketball. Don't make it bigger than it is. One of my favorite things that Rob Orridge said, and I know Matt Rhule was kind of like, oh, you know, you say something positive about one player, and then, oh, the media is like, what about this other player, or whatever. It's kind of a joking situation. But one of my favorite things about Rob Orridge, when he was asked in his first press conference, you know, you've never coached in a place like this, basically with this many eyeballs, he goes, football's just football. Now, he's still never done it, but you can't do it until you've done it. You can't get experience without going through the experience of getting experience. I hope that makes some sort of sense there. And so for me, I love that. It's just basketball. Just go play basketball. Go do your thing. Even if you fall behind, you know you're a second-half team. Hopefully we start fast. All right, let's go beyond. You got any final thoughts there? Because even though you're too good to do a bracket with me, I'm going to do a quick one on air. Okay. You got any final thoughts on Nebraska, though?
No, I think a lot of people, just the one thing people are worried about a little bit is rebounding. Obviously, Thomas Dowd averages a double-double, so that would be the one thing to watch out. But like you said, you know, with that lead, I think the crowd that will be there will be kind of help Nebraska elevate them. But the longer you let them stick in the game, the more, obviously, the scarier it gets.
That's an interesting way of looking at it because it's going to be heavy, Nebraska crowd, heavy, like a home court advantage. I forget where it was. I saw somewhere where someone said, if it is a close game, it could become an eerie feeling, and I wonder if the crowd almost works against us to a certain point, which I'd rather have the home court feeling or vibe or advantage, in my humble opinion. So, yes, down low, there's been times this year when we've been out physical. Points in the paint, rebounding, things of that nature. I mean, our leading shot blocker on the year averages one block a game. Like, that is not what we're built. We're built around being perimeter, a great defense, being a perimeter-type team, passers, cutters, hitting the outside shot. We brought in a ton of shooters last year in the portal. I remember every time these guys were brought in, I'm like, man, we could shoot. We could shoot. We brought in another shooter. So that is kind of what we're built to do. Well, you can't have, if you have a guy who's really good down low, he's probably not going to be a five like Rink that can come out, pass, hit the long ball. So you can't have everything. If you're going to have a guy who can do the things that Rink can do, you may not be as apt down towards the hoop and dominant down low. But if you're dominant down low, then it doesn't really fit with Fred Hoiberg's offensive system has been this year. So Hoiberg has built it around one of the best offensive systems in the country. We got a really good defense. We just need to show up and do what we do. We're 6-6 in our last 12 games since we started 20-0. Our last three games, unfortunately, lost by, what was it, 20 points or more. Just put that behind us. It's the second season. Literally nothing matters at this point. Go out and play ball, take it one game at a time, because literally the NCAA tournament is one freaking game at a time. I feel like I had one more thing to add to that, and I can't remember what it was. It'll probably pop in my head a little bit later. Oh, I know what it was. So Troy has, I think, three players that are 6'9". We have players that are 6'10", 6'11". So, yeah, they've got guys who average a double-double and whatnot, and they're a good team. They're in the tournament. They're going to be a good team. I don't feel like we should get pushed around down low this game. I mean, it could possibly happen. I wouldn't expect it. When I come back, I will reveal to you who possibly sort of might be the national champ for this year. As we go through my NCAA tournament picks, I will say this. Where we're a four seed, you know that means we're projected to be a Sweet 16 team, right?
Yeah.
We're a four seed. That's kind of what the committee's thinking there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.